Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now. It's one of those slower news days around here, but we're still keeping things moving with all the humor and wit you've come to love. Or at least I've come to love. Coming up, we'll take a look at some local updates, touch on county happenings, and yes, even check in with Caltrans to see which lanes are playing musical chairs this week. Nothing earth-shattering, just the kind of info that makes you the most informed person at your next coffee room. Before we dive in, a big thank you to today's sponsor, an exclusive real estate opportunity in June Lake. If you've ever dreamed of waking up with alpine views that look suspiciously like a postcard, this might just be your shot. And by the way, today is also National Fajita Day. While Astorga's Mexican Restaurant isn't today's sponsor, you can't help but imagine sizzling fajitas and a side of chips and salsa making this slow news Monday a little more exciting. Head over to Astorga's. Maybe celebrate the day by, you know, doing your civic duty and eating fajitas. We'll call it local journalism research. All right, let's get into it. First up, a reminder to the Eastern Sierra community, the 9th Annual Business Excellence Awards are now accepting nominations. Anyone in the community is invited to nominate local businesses, organizations, or individual employees for free, whether they're chamber members or not. Nominations are open for the next 2 weeks, and categories include 8 options, plus a brand new Tourism Champion of the Year. If someone has been a dependable service provider, a rising business making a difference, or just consistently brightened your day, now's the time to nominate them. Eastern Sierra Now. Let's show our local businesses the love they deserve. In Mono County, steps are underway to bolster the county's indigent defense services. On August 12th, the Mono County Board of Supervisors unanimously passed an ordinance establishing a formal office of the public defender. This administrative office won't be litigating cases directly. Instead, it will handle key tasks such as managing contracts, overseeing billing, applying for grants, and making sure caseloads are distributed fairly among private attorneys already under contract. Addressing state requirements under the California Penal Code, Mono County Counsel Christopher Beck emphasized the office's role in upholding mandated responsibilities and enhancing service quality. While Board Chair Linda Salcido highlighted its importance in securing access to fair legal representation and reinforcing professional integrity. The recruitment for the new public defender position is expected to begin soon. Are you ready to own a piece of June Lake history? This fully modernized 7,000-plus square foot commercial building at 2588 California Highway 158 is for sale. Built in 1973, it's now home to 3 thriving businesses, the T-Bar Social Club, June Pie Pizzeria, and Balanced Rock Grill and Cantina. Speaking of fajitas, the tenants are under a long-term lease, and the building generates a 6-figure annual income. Sitting on a half acre with 110 feet of highway frontage, the property features 2 expansive decks with Sierra views, ample parking, a Class 47 liquor license, and a concert venue. Upgrades include ADA compliance, a new roof, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, fire suppression system, and a service elevator. This turnkey asset offers stable cash flow and the option to host events or continued profitable operations. Don't miss your chance to invest in this landmark. Learn more about Eastern Sierra Now or contact the listing agent for a private tour. Now for a traffic update from Caltrans. Here's what drivers in Eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties can expect this week. Construction projects are starting all over the region, but don't worry, we're here to quickly guide you through it all. In Kern County, expect intermittent lane closures on State Route 58 and State Route 178 West, and outside lane and shoulder closures near 165 on State Route 58. And your California City Boulevard on SR 14. Additional, expect one-way traffic control from Tuesday through Thursday near Kelso Creek Road on State Route 178 West. In Inyo County, expect intermittent lane closures north of Pearsonville on US 395 and shoulder closes near Fort Independence on US 395. And in Mono County, expect intermittent traffic breaks near Mono City on US 395, the Virginia Lakes Road area, and on State Route 158, June Lake. Additionally, ongoing projects like the Bishop Pavement Project, the Fish Springs Pavement Project, and the State Route 120 CIR Project will continue to have impacts on travel times. For a more detailed look at all of these and new ongoing projects and how they may have impact on your driving, please visit Caltrans Quick Map. And remember, travelers are advised to slow for the cone zone, move over for workers, and drive safely at all times. All right, let's take a look at the events this week. Dissent Brewing is holding their open mic night tonight, as usual, starting at 6 p.m. And Bishop, C5 Art Studios, is holding a meeting for their stitching club and social circle known as Sip and Stitch. The group is open to everyone, regardless of skill level. Stop by tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m. to join in on the fun. Back in Mammoth, Mammoth Brewing will be holding the weekly trivia night starting at 6:30 p.m. It's always a blast, so be sure to stop by. Lastly, the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival continues this week with more showings of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Performances will be held this week and every night from Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 7 p.m. with a pre-show introduction at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. And that's it for today. But if you have any events you would like to share with the world, send them our way. We'd love to help support our community and spread the word. As always, check out easternsierranow.com/events for more information on these events and so much more. Or just download the mobile app. I've been telling you that forever.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Now for a section all about our Mammoth Mountain riders. Here's your bike park status report. Pretty much every trail is now open and ready for action. 47 out of 52 bike park trails are open. Just 5 remain closed for now. Riders can enjoy access across a broad swath of the park, a swath, I say, with well over 90% of terrain available. Those of you looking to make a distance, the lengthiest run is a linked route off the top to Beach Cruiser to downtown, clocking in at about 13 miles top to bottom. And for jump lovers, Twilight Zone boasts 20 jumps, making it a hot spot for airtime. Additionally, trails like Off the Top, Skid Marks, Breakthrough, Velocity, The Eliminator, and more are open, spanning beginner, intermediate, advanced, and pro zones. Remember, start slow, stay safe. Helmets are mandatory, and trail etiquette matters. So there, you have it. Your Mammoth Mountain Bike Park is in full swing and ripe for exploration. With nearly every trail open, fresh maintenance on key runs, and 13-mile rides waiting, it's time to grab your bike and find your sweet spot. Ride smart, stay safe, and enjoy that High Sierra Alpine Flow. And now let's take a look at your Eastern Sierra forecast, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Because whether it's sunshine or snow, bowling and burgers are always in season. In Bishop, sunshine rules the day today with highs near the mid-90s. If you're working outside, consider slow roast. Nights will cool to the mid-50s, so at least you can get some relief after sundown. Tomorrow, sunny, still hot, highs around 97. Locals call this August. Tourists call it a test of willpower. Upper 50s at night, and Wednesday highs are moving into the upper 90s, with a few clouds rolling by just to remind you shade exists. Lows again in the upper 50s over in Mammoth Lakes. Cooler story. Highs topping out at 77 today, dropping to the mid-40s. It's cold. I was up there last night. It was cold. Perfect weather for a bike ride or for pretending summer doesn't exist. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies, highs creeping in the upper 70s. It's basically nature's air conditioning. No remote required. On Wednesday, highs are steady in the low 80s with crisp mid-40 degree nights. Great sleeping weather, unless you forgot your camp blanket. So there you have it. Hot down low, cool up high, and no excuses not to get outside. That's your Eastern Sierra forecast, brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the food is cooler than Bishop, but the lanes, they're hotter than Mammoth. And that's the wrap on today's report. Short, sweet, and sizzling, just like a skillet of fajitas. Remember to hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on our social media so you don't miss a beat or a bite. Thanks again to our sponsor, the exclusive June Lake Real Estate Opportunity. Because while the news may be slow, the market, it's not. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now. The news you need, but just enough spice to keep it interesting. See you next time.